4 years ago, you traveled to Australia. Why did you choose Australia?
In general, my sister, she gave me the Australian bug. She went there 2005, and the stories that I heard about her travels, and then after a few years, that's obviously 6 years before I went to Australia. In those 6 years, it just seemed to be the place to go to, and then I got a bit more involved and asked starting more questions, and it turns out Australia is the easiest place to fucking go. Like, you have one currency, you only need one insurance, you only need one visa, you travel through different states, different tropics, all the different seas around it, which means that you have different corals, different reefs in general. You can see on one side the whales, on the other side seals poking around. The wildlife is just amazing, and it's all in one country.
In the beginning, you did your one work and travel year there, so the visa everyone gets and everyone chooses. Why did you decide to stay longer than that 1 year?
When I started traveling, it turns out that Australia is huge. So through the fact that I did buy a car, converted the car to a camping car, and I was running out of time, basically. Like, in a half a year, you try to work out, is it is worth it to stop the travels halfway through, but then do half of that way that you did properly? Or, in my case, I just decided that I have the opportunity to get a second year, and then did the work, the required work that you have to do, and I got granted for the second year, and then just extended my travel pretty much.
Through that sponsorship, you are now a permanent citizen of Australia. Permanent resident of Australia. How big a pain in the ass was it to apply for that permanent residency?
That is, personally, it was super easy. I was super lucky that just for the sake of applying for the visa, the person that was working already for my employer that I'm working for now, he went through all that before, so he just told me which visa I need to apply for, and then from there on it was pretty straightforward. So it was still a hassle to go through all the office and then get the paperwork from Germany and whatsoever, but for the first visa that I had to apply for, it was super easy because I knew exactly what I have to do, and then that was, yeah, from there on it was pretty much just, yeah, ticking boxes really.
Can you name a particular thing that makes Australia better than Germany for you?
Weather.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, it is like, again, personally,
I totally get this. I hate winter.
It's fucking freezing cold here. The weather that we have up in Darwin is obviously tropical weather, so it's nothing compared to anything else that I ever experienced before. It also appeared to me that I can have a more enjoyable life in Australia, and then now in Darwin, it's a different lifestyle. It's something you might have to get used to, or you start loving it or hate it. But I have more freedom for me because I'm an active person. I want to go out. I want to do stuff, and I don't really like that other people like. I like it, but in general, if you have too many rules, then it just takes the fun out.
Okay, last question. What are your plans for the future? Do you want to stay in Darwin or move away from Darwin or even to a different country?
I'm not quite sure yet. For now, I still have different travel destinations that I want to go to, and want to spend there a few more months or even years when it comes to Canada or New Zealand, which is just around the corner, really. Darwin in general, have a poke around, have a look somewhere else, I don't know. It makes it, again, really easy in Australia, and I do have friends all over the place, so if I do want to stay somewhere, then just for a starter to get a start in another life, then it would be quite easy.
Okay. Thank you very much.